بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Monday, the 6th of Ramadan, 1394, the 23rd of September, 1974. What is our responsibility? Have you thought about that? When we are faced with someone like Shuraih, someone like Mughira, someone like Zayd ibn Amr, it doesn't matter on which level you are. When it comes to a person such as this, how should we judge them? In some places, they accept religion, faith and morality, whilst at others, there is no trace of any religion, faith or morality in their lives. What should we say of such a person? Do we consider them a believer? The Quran clearly says that such a person is not a believer. Therefore, the kind of faith that is recognized in the framework of Islamic thought cannot be the faith of these kind of people, of which there are many like them in today's world. On the contrary, the kind of faith that Islam values is the faith that is preserved in every place, with every person, at every time, in every way, through a sense of moral duty and through doing what is right. Surely those who believe and do righteous deeds. Therefore, the kinds of promises given for faith and given to the faithful are referring to this kind of faith, the kind that is backed up by right actions.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
If we are told the believers will be victorious, it means those kinds of believers will be surely victorious. It means those kinds of believers will be surely victorious. If we are told that the hand of Allah is with the believers, it means it is with those believers. If we are told that nature itself will help the faithful, it is those kinds of believers, not believers like me and you. Therefore, the least we can take away from this discussion is that if we think we have faith, but our faith does not have the effects or the consequences faith is supposed to have, the promises that Allah makes to the faithful in the Quran, we should not be surprised. Because now we know that the kind of faith to which these promises are given is not the faith we have. Now, let us look at the following verses. Certainly we have sent down manifest signs. The Quran, Surah 24, verse 46. These verses of the Quran are clear. Those people who do not allow themselves to understand the Quran deny themselves this clarity. And Allah guides whomever He wishes to a straight path.
Allah, I want to thank You. I want to thank You for all the things that You've done. Gave me hope.